The world of patents seems poised on the brink of chaos. A 1999 law that changed how U.S. patent law judges are appointed may have started a chain of events that could invalidate thousands of patent decisions, decisions worth billions of dollars. For the past 8 years, 46 judges who oversee the patent process have been chosen by the director of the Patent and Trademark Office, and that is almost surely unconstitutional. The person who discovered the problem is John Duffy, a professor of law at George Washington University Law School. He joins us in the studio. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
So why do you believe that the appointment of these judges is unconstitutional?
The Constitution of the United States has a clause called the Appointments Clause. It specifies four and only four ways in which officers of the United States can be appointed. The president, with the advice and consent of the Senate, can appoint officers. That's the normal method. It's used for cabinet officials, for Supreme Court justices and other officials. The other three methods are the president alone, appointment by a court of law. The Patent and Trademark Office is an agency, not a court. And finally, by a head of department, and someone like the Secretary of Commerce qualifies. Someone who is an undersecretary quite surely does not qualify. Mm-hmm. And the head of the Patent Office is the undersecretary for intellectual property.
So how does this affect the validity of the decisions made by these 46 judges appointed since 1999?
Well, the judges sit in panels of three judges, and even if only one of the judges is invalidly appointed, the panel itself lacks authority. So you can do a sort of quick calculation and figure out what percentage of panels are likely to have at least one of these judges, given that about two-thirds are unconstitutionally appointed. And the answer is well into the 90% of panels.
Could this cause a big disruption? For instance, people who have licensed a patent to manufacture a drug might pause as a result of the uncertainty and cause drug shortages or something like that.
I think that companies who have purchased licenses or purchased patents are going to find this event unsettling, particularly if their patent remains in the adjudicatory process or is subject to reconsideration or reexamination under this board. In that sense, it's going to cause a great deal of legal disruption. I don't think that it is likely that drugs won't be on the market because of the legal uncertainty. Law firms and corporations have a great ability to contract around legal uncertainty so that the underlying market can still go forward and be profitable and make and generate revenue and make money. Who will get those profits might change depending upon the outcome of this controversy.
How did you stumble across this? I mean, you didn't go looking for it, I don't imagine. What was it that happened that made you say, wait a minute, this can't be right?
Well, one of the great things about being a professor is that you have academic freedom. You can find things that seem interesting and sort of spark your curiosity. At the time, last summer, there was a suit about various structural components of the Patent Office. It dealt with other issues, but I was curious of that issue, of that lawsuit. I thought it was actually sort of a great case. It was almost like an administrative law exam. And when I was looking at that case, I looked carefully at the statutes that constitute the agency. And as soon as I read it, I said, that can't be right. I teach in this area of law. I teach the law of the way that agencies, administrative agencies, can be constitutionally constructed. And I know for sure that this is not one of them.
John Duffy teaches patent and administrative law at George Washington University Law School. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.